magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019. Gosh, I have so much to share, so much to say. And yet, Marianne, I want to be very intentional in the days ahead, very intentional on what I share and what I say, because I want to have our programs continue to be God-honoring and focused on him. But let me highlight a few announcements, and I'm going to try to do it in 2 minutes or less.
Okay.
So that way, maybe we can have a timer to contain my announcements, and then we can move on to the meat of our program, a special reading from our Prime Life Times. It's titled City Cousin, and you're going to learn from a special voice, somebody that leads our children's choir. Can't wait to reintroduce her. You're familiar with her from other interviews and other readings, but let me just highlight a few quick things, and then we'll get into the program. But this Friday night, the children's choir will be singing for the His Hands Orphan Outreach. It's happening at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. And then this Sunday, Huntley Brown's coming to town, joined by the Singing Men of GNN. The concert's at 7 p.m., but there's a special meet and greet for those of you that have requested the upfront and close artist circle seating for $25. You can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. But wait, there's more. At 10:30 that morning, Huntley Brown's going to deliver the message and his artistry of playing the piano during the service.
At the Methodist Church?
Yeah, at the First Methodist Church of Urbana, right on Race Street here next to Lincoln Square. So if you don't have a church home, this Sunday at 10:30, Huntley Brown will deliver a message. It'll be a great one. And I've heard him preach and share last year.
Oh, it was so inspiring.
Wonderful
individual. I loved it.
So if you can make the morning service, 10:30. Otherwise, we'll see you at 6 if you have the artist circle, special meet and greet with Huntley, or the general open seating at 7 p.m. So it's at the First United Methodist Church here in Urbana, right next to Lincoln Square. So excited about that. And Marianne, we had a phenomenal Prime Life Times meeting yesterday.
We did.
And I just feel like the listeners are buoying these things up with prayer, with their participation.
Mm-hmm.
So many people
too
are commenting about the Prime Life Times.
Well, you had a lady come in and just go on and on about it. And
yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So we appreciate all your prayers, the many volunteer activities that make this radio ministry function and move forward, and the many blessings that we're receiving. I really have about 10 that I want to share, but we have a lot of other things to cover on today's program. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your involvement in this radio ministry and the unique ways God is using it to serve not just East Central Illinois or West Central Indiana, but those through streaming audio, those from parts of the country. Mm-hmm. And even one of our singing men on Monday night, he's returning to China.
Oh.
And he sent me an email yesterday how much he appreciates the commitment of the singing men and what he learned. And he's going back to China. He has like an evangelism project with youth.
Yeah.
And so he'll be back in a few months. But he joined the singing men just a month ago. And it's just neat, the very ministries that we serve.
You've made me think when you said that, the commitment of the singing men. Some of those guys have committed to this ministry for years.
Right, right.
I mean, it's amazing.
17, 18, 19. We've been going for 20 years.
Yeah.
We're in our 21st year. We've done 20 Christmas concerts at Marketplace Mall, 20 years in a row.
And the commitment each year for the people in it for that year.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot of programs, a lot of practices, but well worth it.
Yeah. The legacy that the singing men have left, which is a good transition to the new legacy that we've started with the Great News Radio Children's Choir.
Oh.
And one of our founding directors,
Yay,
a co-director, is our very own Dee Chesser.
The inimitable, wonderful Dee Chesser.
Who writes for the Prime Life Times, a content contributor. I see her each and every Thursday night as we have 20 to 25 children gathered here at the studios at the Great News Radio Center. And you lead them through a little devotional time and then some singing and other exercises, obviously, to warm up you and Tina, warm up all the children. And it's really been a diverse group of children, Dee. You just never knew what God was going to have in store for you.
No, I love to joke when people ask who we have in the choir. And I say, well, we have quite a few Chinese. We have some Russians.
Mm-hmm.
We have African-American and three or four Caucasian kids.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's one of the rare occasions. I've always desired that the singing men would have greater diversity. diversity, yeah. Representative of God's kingdom.
Yeah. Whoever God brings is perfect.
It is. It's really a neat multicultural representative of God's kingdom over the whole planet, if you will, different parts of the world.
So. Well, you're an old hand at this children's choir leading. You've done that in Minnesota, I think, right?
Yeah, I started a children's choir when my children were 4 and 5 and 6.
Nice.
That makes it sound like I have 3. I only have 2.
And so now they're just teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Young.
Short years ago.
Yeah. In fact, my granddaughter, one of my granddaughters, came to the choir the other night.
Sweetheart.
Oh, she is a honey. Well, I'm a little prejudiced.
Yeah. She brought tears to Holly's eyes. Holly loved her.
But I've been, about 45 years. So I had stopped, though, when I retired and moved here. And I really didn't think I'd be doing this at my age.
but you did pray about it.
I did.
Yeah, but
did.
God. And but you God. You had hoped that maybe there would be a time or something, and God worked that all out.
Well, it was pretty amazing. I mean, to get a phone call on a Monday night and then start rehearsals, what was it, the next Thursday, or was it a week? I don't know.
Well, but that Monday afternoon, it was about 4 o'clock, and we were having a meeting to pull this all together to see if this was something God was leading. And I said, is there any chance? I think we talked a little about this story some months back or last year at some point. I said, is there any chance in about an hour and a half you could be available for this first ever meeting? He said, sure, I'll be there.
I love that can-do attitude.
And so since then, not only have we had a number of rehearsals, we had 2 Christmas concerts, then we sang before the Globetrotters right on center court at the State Farm Center.
Yeah.
Then you were Home and Garden Show, the children sang, and then again in a couple days at the special His Hands Orphans Outreach. So.
Right.
And then the Literature Festival with the University of Illinois. So it was neat to see how the children are going to make inroads all throughout the community.
They've really gotten some openings.
It's an amazing opportunity for these kids. I don't know of any choir I've ever seen or been involved with that has had these opportunities when the choir is only a few months old.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. And that's God.
Yeah.
And maybe Mark Burns.
Well, I get some ideas, but I do. I pray them up. I say, hey, Lord, this is your ministry. And
you
that's, again, it's the listener's ministry. It's their prayers. It's their financial support.
Yes.
It's their volunteer activities. It's UD that's been volunteering and doing this year. Every Thursday night, some of these weekends, in between time. I know she's made some of these signs we did, if you're happy and you know it.
Yeah.
You know, clap your hands, that song. Well, then for the literature fair, if you're happy and you know it, read a book.
Fun.
If you're happy and you know it, write a book.
Great.
You know, purchase a book. So she did those signs. She has this gift of calligraphy and did these big signs that you could hold up and get the audience involved. So, Dee, you not only help with the children's choir and minister at your church and are a grandma or a mom to many of us, but you also write stories. And this one, Marianne told me, we got to have Dee in. This is a great story. This is fantastic. Let's have her read it.
So. A lot.
So what was the catalyst behind this story, this submission for this April edition?
Well, I started out, I was thinking mainly about my cousin and myself playing in her playhouse on the farm, which, of course, wasn't anything fancy, but it was wonderful. It's one of my fondest memories of growing up. And then as I sat down and started scribbling, which I do, on multiple pieces of paper, which I then have to put together.
She's a writer.
It just kind of expanded into several of my experiences on the farm. And I loved being on the farm with my grandparents and my cousins. But I was a city cousin.
Let's read it. I love that. City cousin, not just a...
So the old Green Acres, can we picture that?
Yeah, let's not go quite that far.
City life.
Oh.
All right.
Were you a city cousin? I was, and as a youngster, I carefully picked my way across the farmyard in my white, polished shoes. Oh, yes, polished almost every day with real white shoe polish. I avoided any chicken, goose, or duck droppings, which were prolific. Many days, however, I wasn't brave enough to venture out into the yard and just stayed on the walk that started at the back door and sloped slightly downhill to the driveway that encircled my grandparents' farmhouse.
Now, at this point, what are you, 6, 7, 8? How old?
Well, the picture that is with the article is when I was three.
Okay.
So I would say this would probably cover the period from about 3 to 7.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to mess up my pristine shoes. After all, I was a city cousin. Mm-hmm. When I had my older play shoes on, I would run across the yard, but still very carefully, with my favorite companion, my pet, Oscar the Goose. Mm-hmm. I think he really was a duck, but I had named him Oscar the Goose. And so he remained until he mysteriously disappeared one holiday season.
Oh.
As an adult, I realize what happened, but I don't like to think about it. On the farm, my cousin Doreen and I played house, while our brothers, my one and her three, played with the big wooden barn my mother had built and brought to the farm when she realized it was too big for our house. It had a real haymow door on hinges and was painted red, just like our granddad's barn. When the boys weren't playing with the barn replica, they would run off to the real barn, where I watched in rapt horror at some of their antics and in awe at others. I marveled at their prowess as they swung from ropes in the haymow, dropping off into high mounds of hay bales. I wasn't supposed to go near the barn. I had hay fever that caused sneezing fits. But I must admit, despite the sneezing, I would still venture into the barn. An absolutely fascinating place. It had mangers filled with hay, more sneezing, for the huge cow's contented chewing pleasure. There was a groove in the cement floor behind the cows that my granddad shoveled out each day. Yuck. There was also a ladder built right into the barn wall, leading to the forbidden haymow. Beside the manger stood my grandfather's three-legged stool, where he would deftly balance as he milked the cows, pausing every few minutes to aim a white stream into the mouths of barn cats and kittens.
Hmm.
As wonderful as the barn was, my very favorite place was Cousin Doreen's playhouse in the grove. The farm grove was magical. On the edge of the farmhouse yard and outbuildings, it could be a small, medium, or large number of trees, like a miniature forest, ending at the edge of the corner bean fields. But more magical still was what it contained, the playhouse. Space among the trees was divided and designated, living room, kitchen, bedroom, front door, each furnished with discarded pieces that might have qualified as junk, but had become makeshift furniture. There were broken chairs and part of a kitchen cabinet, stocked with empty cans and containers that once held baking powder and Watkins vanilla. It was a little girl's paradise. When playtime was over, we joined brothers and cousins for lunch.
Wait a minute. Playtime over? Playtime's never over. Oh, wait, sorry. Okay, yeah, back to the story.
You didn't grow up on a farm.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't think that there was a lot of playtime on the farm. Well, back to playtime being over, we joined brothers and cousins for lunch with milk, or if we were lucky, Kool-Aid, in brightly colored aluminum glasses at a table and chairs that are now considered retro. I can eat at a set in my son's kitchen. Playtime with cousins was fun, but so was the weekly trip to town, walking up and down Main Street, visiting the dime store, the grocery, the clothing stores, and the creamery for a malted milk or a cone.
Mm.
The drive home was just as interesting as the visit to town. We watched for all the different groves that marked each farm, some close to the road, and others set back at the end of a long lane. As we drove past, we saw farms with just a few trees in their groves, and others with what looked like a huge forest. This small city girl was in awe. The farmhouses and barns were all different sizes and shapes. Children could be playing in the yards, swinging on a rubber tire swing, or playing tag and waving to us as we passed. Close to my grandparents' farm, we could see Odin Flatgard driving his tractor down the lane that Opal walked each day to pick up the mail, and Johnny Yoder in the field, with Lizzie standing in the side yard waving a dish towel for him to come in for dinner. All of this is a rich feast of memories, wonderful memories. But if you drive that same road today, you will see an entirely different landscape. Some lanes now lead only to empty groves, where the trees stand like silent sentinels guarding what used to be a bustling farmyard, now a desolate and empty space. The buildings have disappeared as though erased by a giant hand, but in reality torn down to make way for another acre or two of corner beans. In other places where there should be a lane, there is none. Not even a hint of the narrow gravel road with the green reeds down the center. Even the grove is gone, cut down and plowed under. Such is the fate of the Flatguard farmstead, though those of the Yoders and my grandparents are still standing. As I drive by, I can visualize what's missing, and I can hear the echoes of children playing, tractors driving past, and the sound of the hens in the chicken coop. But the magic vision now exists only in my mind. While I reminisce, I think that these places weren't just farms, something to be torn down when no longer needed, to gain a few more bushels at harvest time, but were real homes for a special group of people, farmers, and they should be remembered, if only in the mind of a city cousin.
Oh, it makes me cry. Okay. Here's the byline. Dee Cheshire is a co-director of the Great News Radio Children's Choir.
Woo-hoo!
For years, a nurse administrator and children's choir director in Minnesota.
And she brings the nurse expertise to the children. Make sure y'all wash your hands.
Oh, that's great.
You know, you're always making sure. This is how germs, this is how you get cold. She's always
that's
out
great.
The, then you go
cough.
To the bathroom, do you wash your hands?
Cough yeah. in your
Here's
elbow.
How you cough. She, yeah, yeah, a lot of training goes on with
wow.
the children's choir.
I like that. Dee is now a volunteer and grandma who lives in Champaign, Illinois. For more information on memorials and crocheted butterfly sales with poems, all proceeds donated to the Faith Prayers National Prayer Line, you can contact her at Here to Spoil 65. That's here with the number 2, spoil 65, at yahoo.com. Who do you think put that email address together for Dee when she moved here?
Yeah, when that says the grandma who lives in Champaign.
Here to
yep,
spoil.
Yep, yep.
It was her grandchildren.
Yep.
She said, you can make up my email address.
Oh, classic. Great story. You mentioned the hens in the hen house. Did you have any roosters? I'm picturing you with those polished white shoes and a rooster chasing after you. Have you ever had that experience?
Well, no, because I stayed away from the hen house. My grandmother sent me out every day I was on the farm to pick eggs. Every single day I came back and said to her, there weren't any eggs. Because I was afraid to put my hand under the hens on the nest.
Oh.
And every night she would go out and pick the eggs.
She'd collect them up for you.
Yeah.
You have to pick up the Prime Lifetimes for no other reason, please, than to see this beautifully interesting, nostalgic, precious picture, Deanne and Oscar the Goose Duck.
Yeah.
That goes with that article.
With
I love it.
Big red barn in the background.
I know, and little self running with a little dress on.
And so many of our listeners, they've worked on the farm,
yeah.
they own a farm, they've helped out, you know, a neighbor or friend or their family members. Gosh, other content contributors, I think of one of our proofreaders, Ruth Esri. Yeah, she's helping her husband with the farm, and so many other listeners in the northern part of our Signal area that have farms.
Yeah, we have lots of farmers reading this paper. And in Rob, he was a farmer for a long time.
The April edition of the Prime Life Times.
He looked at that picture. He goes, goose duck, that's a duck. He said,
it's a great photograph. What a cutie you were and still are.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That picture was taken with my mother's Kodak Brownie camera.
Oh, I had one of those.
And the picture was only like 3 inches by 3 inches.
Yeah.
I was thrilled the way it came out
in
the paper.
Our graphic designer, she took that, and I said, can you please make that work for the paper? She so did. She said, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, the April edition of the Prime Life Times. Boy, we're nearing 300 area locations with Richard Berkey continuing to make inroads into Indiana and northern Illinois and others finding locations in different places.
He's one of our best kept secrets.
Yeah, he is. Get more advertising for our paper, paying for it, so it's free of charge for those of you that want to pick it up in those almost 300 area locations, or those of you that do subscribe. It's $30, and that basically just pays for the first class postage, but we're happy to mail it out each and every month, 12 months for $30.
It's so professionally done. I just appreciate that so much, and I pass it out at the Y and other places.
Oh, thank you, Dee.
And people pick it up, and they start reading it, and they're like, wow, because they don't expect what they're seeing. And it's just a thrill to pass it out.
Well, the content is so good. And as I shared during our meeting with the whole
crew.
Yeah, the whole team. The whole team, the sales team and the editing team and
there.
The graphics team and other helpers. But there was an individual that came in here, and I'm pretty certain she had never heard about the radio station and had been reading the paper and said, how do you offer this for free? This is so good. I love it. And she went on and on saying, I've lived in this community for many years and, you know, we've owned a business. We know a lot of people. And this paper, you know, I had to find out where it was being published or put together.
And that was her first exposure to the radio station.
Yeah,
really.
She came in. Yeah. She was just walking the mall. She said, for whatever reason, I felt like I'd walk inside the mall today. And she said, then I saw Prime Life Times there and the papers right at the front door, and
wow.
I came in, and then she saw the 18 editions against the wall. She said, so is this where it's put together? And I explained how it all works with the content contributors and the sales team. And she said, I'm an avid reader, and usually I get a paper, and I read a couple articles, and that's it. She said, I read you guys cover to cover. All the articles are great. And she just went on and on. Oh, I should have got a testimonial from her, but it just goes to show that different people are reading this. I think she's had no affiliation with the radio station, or just from some of our conversation, I think she was new to this whole ministry work that we do, and she just raved. She said, this is a phenomenal paper. And
it is. It is.
If you haven't seen or picked it up yet, we encourage you to. It's informative. It's engaging. It's positive. These are great lifestyle stories and other stories and content we think will bless you. We do pray through it. Each of our meetings, we ask God to use this Prime Life Times in special and unique ways. And thank you, Dee, for your tireless efforts with the children's choir and then writing stories and capturing something that many of us, probably most all of us, have some farm story or have visited a farm or done a field trip, but many of us that have lived around this area are very familiar with just the hard work that our farmers do. And you know, they're feeding the world.
Yes,
so we appreciate our farmers.
And we do.
Yeah, it's a great bunch. And you're a keeper, as they say, Dee.
You
stay healthy. Let's see, we got some other events around the corner. Obviously on Friday night, and we're going to work the Great News Radio Children's Choir probably with another Singing Men outing in the days ahead. And we'll see how else God leads the opportunities for them to sing to His glory.
It's so wonderful to see the Singing Men and then to see the children.
Yeah.
And the one that's been there for years and years, and then the new.
Right.
And both look to each other for inspiration, which is wonderful. And then, of course, we all are looking above to God for the big inspiration.
That's
to
so
God
great.
Be the glory, as was mentioned on yesterday's program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesler with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you, and have a great day and night.